En af de meget karakteristiske ting ved at besøge Lissabon, ved at besøge Cascais område, det er, at alting er faktisk for os nordeuropæere i hvert fald til at betale. Det er faktisk muligt også at bo på temmelig luksuriøse hoteller hernede, uden at behøve at koste en formue. Jeg har før fortalt jer om et af dem, det kan I læse om på rejseradion.dk. Et andet af dem er et hotel, der hedder Oitavos. Oitavos er et meget nyt hotel, det har kun eksisteret i 4 år, og er det, man vel typisk vil kalde for et golfhotel. Det ligger nogle få kilometer fra Cascais mod vest, og ligger faktisk, jeg vil ikke sige i midten af en golfbane, den ligger faktisk i midten af naturen, og altså er på den ene side et meget, meget moderne hotel, et meget, meget stort hotel med meget store værelser. Værelsesstørrelsen er typisk minimum 40 kvadratmeter, og man har altså værelser på helt op til 120 kvadratmeter, og det er muligt at komme til at bo sådan et sted for blot et par 100 euro i døgnet, om det med eller uden morgen ved jeg ikke, men jeg kan øvrigt rose morgenmadsbordet og sige, det er altså simpelthen fabelagtigt det her sted. Men jeg vil ikke fortælle så forfærdeligt meget mere om det andet end en meget, meget speciel koncept. Man kalder det integrated bathroom. Det betyder, at man på hotellet, på værelserne, har et integreret badeværelse. Det vil sige, at det er fuldstændig åbent. Man har altså et stort, stort værelse, og en del af værelset bare afskærmet af en væg, og der er indgang i begge ender, man kan se derind. Der er der fuldstændig åbent, så man kan i virkeligheden sidde inde i dagligstuen og se på den partner, hvem man nu har med, som tager et bad samtidig. Ved siden af mig sidder Poreza Champolimo, som er marketing- og kommunikationsdirektør her på hotellet. Poreza, I've just told the listeners about this open bathroom concept. What is the philosophy behind this?
It's not exactly a philosophy behind the open plan bathroom. The philosophy is about the open plan room and the sense of space. The bathroom, it's hidden behind a big cabinet from the room and from the bed area, so people can have their privacy when in the bathroom. Of course, if you use the bathroom at the same time, it's not exactly the same. Or if you are more than 2 people in the room, like mother and father and the son, it won't be as comfortable. But we also offer other kinds of rooms. Although, in terms of experience, it's my opinion that the lofts, that's where you stayed, where the bedroom itself, it's an open plan suite with 60 square meters that has the bedding area where the bed is, and then the living area, and behind it there's a cabinet, and behind that cabinet there's the bathroom. So you are never inside the bathroom when you are in the other areas of the room. At the same time, it allowed us to have a bathroom that was not enclosed and has a contact to the outside of the hotel all the time, because one of the big windows, it's exactly across the bathtub.
Yes, it is a very nice experience also to be there. You can actually feel like taking a bath in the middle of the nature.
Yes.
And it is very, very close, and it is very, very big. Also, when you come into the lobby, you come down to the restaurant. We had the opportunity to eat in a very, very nice restaurant. And I can only recommend to take at least 1 or 2 dinners when you are here, because it is very, very nice. It is on a very high level. But you're sitting there also in a restaurant, which are extremely, it is huge. And when you go all the way down, you come out and you can see, I will see more or less across the Atlantic. It is very, very special. I think I have never in my life experienced a hotel with so much place.
Yes, and that's exactly the philosophy behind the project, was your vital space is becoming more and more scarce. If you think of airplanes, when you go on an airplane, you have a row of 15 chairs or something like, or 12, whatever, and you fly for 18 hours next to this person you don't know, and next to a lot of other people that you don't know. In a lot of big cities throughout the world, space is scarce, and so it's your vital space. You always feel in contact with other people. So because we have the space here, having space will become a new luxury. And at the same time, we chose to have the building in glass and steel to allow the contact with nature at all time and the light. Because light, space, and the contact with the outdoors are a new luxury, are a luxury to many, many people around the world.
I think you're totally right, and it also, in my world, some sort of a mirror of being on a golf track, because that is one of the activities you have here. You have plenty of activities, actually. You have the golf possibility, which I'm dealing with in another feature, but also you have the possibility to get horse riding, and you have a spa part, and you can be treated to some wellness in a lot of ways.
There's plenty of activities around here. There's the horse riding center where you can ride the horse, of course. And there's the ocean where you can practice many activities, from surf to paddle surf to windsurf to kite surf. You also have a strong gastronomy around here. So if you look at it as an activity, going out for restaurants and going out for new restaurants and kind of restaurants, you also can consider the gastronomy around being very rich in this area.
And then we can always compare to what you offer your guests here.
Yes, we are known for having very good food at the hotel, but we are known as well for offering a very diversified gastronomy from the competition around us.
It definitely is nice. Yeah. And then one last thing, because I considered this hotel to be maybe owned by a big consortium in some way, but then I realized that it is actually a family-run business.
Yes, it is a family-run business. It's owned by my father, and we are four siblings, and it's not only the hotel. We run other companies as well, but at the hotel, we are two. Although we are not in front of the guests, we manage it every day from the hotel and inside the hotel.
And I think one thing which is always very important when we talk about family-run hotels, you have your soul in it, your feeling with this.
Yes, and there's another thing. We also use it as our social venue as well. We don't use the hotel only as the office where I go to work. It would be very common to see me across the bar having a drink with a friend. That would be very common. Me or any other element of my family. This is almost like our big living room.
Tak til Boreza Champoulimaud for snakken om hendes families usædvanlige femstjernede hotel, som bestemt er et besøg værd. Der er også tilknyttet en golfklub og en golfbane til hotellet. Oven i købet en af Europas allerbedste, så der skulle jeg naturligvis lære at spille golf. Det handler det næste indslag her i rejseprogrammet om, men det er først i det næste indslag. Inden vi tager hul på det, skal du vide, at hvis du desuden vil se billeder, læse mere og genhøre dele af programmet om Cascais, så kan du besøge rejseradioen.dk, altså rejseradioen.dk.